The next patient is Rogelio Paidu. The last name is P-I-D, like in Delta, U, like in uniform. The first name, R-O-G-E-L, like in Lima, I-O. Clinical case of an 80-year-old male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 5. The underlying disease has been diabetes mellitus. The patient has evidence of hypertension, proteinuria, hyperlipidemia, and cardiorenal syndrome. In the latest laboratory workup that was done on August the 4th of 2023, there is a creatinine of 6.5. The patient doesn't have a metabolic acidosis or hyperkalemia. Estimated EFR is 8, albumin is 3.7. The patient did not have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or any uremic symptoms. The patient continues to be asymptomatic, and while he is in this situation, he is not interested. And renal replacement therapy. Number two, anemia. The CBC shows that the hematocrit is 26.1 and the hemoglobin 8.4. The patient just started to go back to the Florida Cancer Center, and he's receiving Procrit every other week, and hopefully that will help to control this anemia. The patient was emphasized about the need to be compliant with the appointments in order to be able to help him efficiently. Following number arterial hypertension that is out of control, we're going to stop the use of amlodipine and we're going to switch him to nifedipine, 100 nifedipine ER 30 milligrams PO once a day. If the systolic remains above 150, he is to increase to every 12 hours. Written instructions were given to the patient. Following number, the patient has a uric acid of 6 that has remained stable. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The patient was explained about the fact that he has in a situation that could get him unstable any minute. The uremic syndrome was explained, the symptoms were explained. If the patient developed any of the symptoms, he is supposed to get in touch with us, you know, for us to start the renal replacement therapy. The patient understood the instructions. He is supposed to follow a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, low protein diet, and avoid industrial production of food. A plant-based diet appointment given in 7 weeks with Laboratory World Cup.